Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of Vedanta, which reveals that you are pure being having a human experience. I'm your guide by the side, Swamini B. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the River of Wisdom. Just like me, there are many jivas who have taken different manifestations, human forms, bird forms, animal forms, insect forms, and so on. Similar to me, all these incarnations breathe in and out, energized by Vayu Devata. Just like me, there are two people in my life, the one with whom I get along very well, and the other with whom there is a lot of friction. I keep both of them in my mind's eye, and as I look at them, I listen to the following words. It's better to not proceed unless these people are seen distinctly in my mind's eye. The one with whom I get along very well and who's very dear to me, and the other with whom there is a lot of friction. Both these people are in front of me. This person, both these people are in front of me, and my gaze could shift between one and the other, or only focus on one. Let's see what happens. This person who is going through life is just like me. This person was once a small child, vulnerable and powerful, who loved to play and laugh just like me. This person has had happy times in their life, just like me. This person has been loved, just like me. This person is loving and shows love in different ways, sometimes through words of care, sometimes through physical touch, sometimes through caring actions, sometimes through spending quality time, and often just being there for the other, just like me. This person has been through many challenging moments in life, just like me. This person emerged stronger through the challenges. Some strengthened the person, and some made the person bitter and cynical, just like me. This person has been through childhood, youth, and middle age, and will also go through old age and death, just like me. This person has regrets about things done, words said, guilt about what could have been done, and sadness about what was done, just like me. The specifics may be different, but the universal stays the same. Just like me, this person wants to be loved and accepted. The person longs to believe that I am enough and complete as I am. Just like me, this person struggles with rejection and does not want to be shamed or humiliated. Just like me, this person struggles with conflict and figuring out the right thing to do. Just like me, this person slips into old patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving. Some patterns serve us well, and some patterns may need to be examined. Just like me, this person is judgmental and yet does not want to be judged. Every judgment or conclusion limits the person, and we rebel against all limits, including limiting labels. Just like me, this person likes to box and compartmentalize others, as it is less threatening and people become easy to deal with in the short term. Just like me, this person does not want to be taken for granted and wants to matter. Just like me, this person resists people and situations in life and wants them to be different. Just like me, this person uses judgments to protect oneself and keep the other at a distance. You see, closeness makes us open and vulnerable, which threatens some of us. Just like me, the person may want to abide by dharma, but struggles with conflicts in the heart. Just like me, this person has a lot of gifts to offer the world. Notice how seeing our shared humanity changes the way we hold the person. We find our fondness increasing for the one who is dear to us, and we find the distance reducing with the one who annoys us. It is possible that some of this felt mechanical or artificial or even brought up an opposite reaction. We are fine with that. Being non-judgmental is not about being a saint and floating in some la-la land of feel-good spirituality. To deal with different situations and people, we have to make quick conclusions all the time based on the available data. We must be quick to think and act. Being non-judgmental is not about having a forever open mind and eliminating all judgments from your life. It's neither possible nor desirable. Being non-judgmental is seeing the reality of our shared humanity, the surprisingly common things about us and our lives. Why? Because the judgments we hold about others, usually unfavorable, affect us and isolate us from the other. This one will never change. My husband is like this only, etc. When the husband hears this, even if he wanted to, the husband will not want to change. And even if he changes his behavior, the wife is not willing to see that he has changed. Damned if he does, and damned if he does not. We get stuck in our judgments of others and do not open ourselves to the present and to reality right here, right now. So, what can we do about it? Whenever you speak about an issue that causes intense emotion, just add, in my view or in my perception, ... It's a reminder to yourself and the other that, subject to data, you are willing to change your mind, and also that you are willing to listen to the other person's view. Your conclusion is a working conclusion. Hold it lightly. You can add or modify depending on incoming data. No one wants to be defined narrowly, not even the dreaded coronavirus that is mutating and is being called different names such as Delta and so on. Just like I am pervaded by the material and intelligence that is Bhagavan, the other person too is pervaded by the material and intelligence that is Bhagavan. Just like I want to be happy, he, she, they want to be happy. Sahasa yaha sukhi bhavato. Just like I want to enjoy good health and be free from disease, he, she, they want to have good health and be free from disease. Sahasa yaha niramayaha. Just like I want to have prosperity, he, she, they want to have wealth and prosperity. Sahasa yaha bhadram pasyato. Just like I don't want to experience sorrow, he, she, they do not want to experience sorrow. Ma kaschid dukh abhag bhavet. And so, it's easy for me to do a part of the Swasti prayer for all beings because they are just like me. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukh abhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shantihi. You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, then do consider sharing it with friends, family, or on social media. We've recently begun a wonderful monthly newsletter that will bring to you more happiness, more wisdom, and more freedom. You can subscribe by clicking the link in the description of this episode. The transcript of this podcast is available on discoveratma.com/category/podcast. As always, thanks for listening, and we meet next week.